Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Mayor Pam Pepper after a statement she made at the Indianola City Council meeting regarding allegations of violation of open meetings laws. Thank you for joining us, Mayor Pepper. You made a statement at Monday's City Council meeting regarding some allegations of violations of open meeting laws. Talk about what you meant in that statement and some of the events leading up to you making that public statement at City Council.
Sure. I think we're just very frustrated with this continual action by these three folk, these three people who claim to love the city, claim to want to make a difference, but and also don't fight us on spending money, but then continue to cause us to spend money on legal fees as opposed to spending money on things that will make a big difference to the city. They just keep charging the council with doing illegal acts or illegal meetings. They just keep coming at council with all of this stuff that they feel like I think is standing up for their rights. And I just wanted to say, we are not doing anything illegal. We are not doing anything wrong. And we are here to do a job, and that's to serve Indianola in a transparent and communicative way. And we will continue to do that. Everything the council does, there's been great thought behind it. There is great staff working to help implement all of these things. And we have a city attorney that is checking these things to make sure we're not doing anything wrong. And it's just gotten to a point that it's just become incredibly frustrating because it's hurting our community. And I do love this community, and I do want to make a difference, and I'm tired of people that are not working for the city. They are working against the city, and it was time to just make a statement to say enough's enough.
Well, leading up to that, again, just I believe allegations, from what I understand, were made that council members were meeting in a social gathering, and I guess it was a complaint was filed to the Iowa board that handles those type of open meeting laws violations. So kind of talk about the history of that and then what was told by the city by the Iowa board.
Sure. These three, so it's Kelly Shaw, Stephanie Erickson, Steve Armstrong, filed a complaint with the Iowa Public Information Board stating that there was a violation of Iowa Code Chapters 21 and 22, which is the Open Meetings and Open Records Law. They had been following council members, taking pictures, taking a video of cars of council members, and following them after council meetings and stating, just blatantly stating that they are having illegal meetings. There is nothing wrong with council meeting outside of council meetings. They can do that. What they can't do is talk about city business. And so when I instructed the city attorney to investigate this, that is what he found, is that they were not talking about city business. So, I mean, there's a conflict with your First Amendment rights. I mean, I have a right to have conversations with my friends, and if they're gathering as friends, there's nothing wrong with that. But they're accusing them of having illegal meetings, and there was no truth to that. So the Iowa Public Information Board ruled in the city's favor, saying that they dismissed these claims that were brought to them by these three people.
I know, again, in your statement, you mentioned you personally as mayor and then the city council want to be as transparent as possible. I guess, how do you want to continue going about that if you feel that you have? And if anyone has questions, I guess, where should they go from there in terms of talking with city officials or yourself?
Sure. And I said that last night. We welcome civil dialogue all the time. Open arms. We will talk phone, email, at council meetings. We're happy to answer questions, and that's not what's happening. They're not asking questions about how does this impact me. They're just making accusations about continuing to imply that the city is doing wrong. There's wrongdoings in the city, and that's not the case and not what's not been happening. The city posts all of its stuff. It's all out there. Our meetings are recorded. They're on the website. All of our materials are out on the website. So we want citizens involved. We want citizens paying attention. We want citizens asking questions. Absolutely. But I think we need to continue to stay focused on our job. There's great things happening in our community. I'm so proud of the work that's happening, and our staff is doing a really great job. And it just gets tiring after a while to continue to have to battle with these silly claims it's just a distraction from the work we're doing.
Thanks to Indianola Mayor Pam Pepper for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.